Good.
Yeah.
They
You went
might
to
be
something?
a corner now.
Just like for break.
Right. But just like one day. The rest of
Oh,
the day.
that.
The rest of the day was pretty
Went for a
uneventful.
break, you went back to school.
It was for breakfast.
Really fast. She was there for the real test?
Our version of slow day. We had
Yeah.
Nashe and Zara Larson.
Brookfest?
Yeah. Like Silk Fest, but starting Brook.
Brookfest.
Wait, they really could have called it something like, not like rock and roll, or like a 70s station. Okay. That would have been much better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's no ring to it.
Okay,
Oh,
no,
it's the Rolling Stones.
wait,
You know how wrong that sounds?
I'm coming up with this is not the dome, you
Okay.
Pink Stony Brook.
know.
So
I should not be laughing about it. I should not be laughing about it. I should not be laughing. Anyways, all right. Time for my hourly check-in on how we're doing with conditions. I'm not anything. I'm graduating. I'm single-handedly running for GPSA.
Yeah, I love how Ocean goes to run elections and then he's like, hey, would you want to help with elections? I'm like, sure.
And I barely
Yeah,
even talked to you. I'm sorry.
No, it's so Virgo of you, even though I don't think you are a Virgo.
I'm not a Virgo, I'm a Leo. Which
Is
honestly.
it my ego to be hosting the black one?
You know what? That is perfect.
Okay.
That's
I was like, as long as I want you all to.
I want you to send
Well, when
that.
we pass it, we're not passing the Blackland version technically. So.
No.
Right.
We can explain.
Okay.
All
You
right.
know, because I figured it was like whatever was read.
I want you to send that verbatim to Colin.
Or he'll be
With
like,
the lines on.
with the lines.
all right, everybody. I'm gonna call this meeting to order
No.
at 4:48 p.m. on April 8, 2025. We're gonna start with a roll call. Okay, David Bateman.
Here.
I don't have my gavel. Marcy Benda.
Present.
Nicholas Brennan. Jonathan Butcher.
Here.
Erica Crawley.
Here.
Nora Durand.
Present.
Eve DeRosa. Deborah Dinner. Alan Gaynor.
Here.
Andy Garcia Ortiz. Andrea Hanlon Mott. I see Andrea. Ocean Karim.
Present.
Ava LaGressa.
Present.
Nicholas Maggard.
Present.
Salman Matan.
Yeah, present.
Sri Ramalu Modradugula. Stephanie Rizzo. Christian Tarala.
Present.
Wendy Treat. I see
I'm
you,
here.
Wendy.
Yep, I'm here.
And Adam Binzer.
Can we do something about the Zoom? Or is that like Cornell's fault?
I think we can turn it down just a touch.
Okay.
Yeah, I
You can
mean.
still hear them very clearly, but without the map. Very clearly.
Oh, yeah, he's way up there on size. Thank you. Okay.
I'm here. Sorry I missed the call.
I saw you, Andrea.
Okay, great.
Right, wonderful. Are we going to move on to the land acknowledgement? Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaya-Hono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gaya-Hono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaya-Hono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of the Gaya-Hono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. We're going to move on to the approval of the March 11, 2025 minutes, which you can see on the back of your meeting packet today. I do not have a gavel today, so everything will be done by hand. Please take a moment to look at those minutes. Yeah. We have an extra what?
There's no line item, but five, C, four, one.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
The spectral motion is not needed for clerical errors such as that.
Cool.
It could just be like made note of.
Making note.
Yeah.
Taking note of section 5, C, 4, 1. Okay. And A. Okay, motion. Okay, we have a motion to approve. We have a second.
Objection.
Objection.
Based on how the minutes are read, that area that we're supposed to strike, I feel like there should be a person saying that they second the motion, but that person is lost in history at the moment.
Okay.
You can just send them back and we'll have PJ fix, do some work and fix them next meeting.
Okay. I can move forward. Yeah.
So we can move forward in passing them?
No.
We'll send them back to the.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Right.
We need to edit it. Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I move to table the approval of the meeting minutes presented to us.
Second by Christian. Perfect. Okay. We're tabling the meeting minutes. Moving on to late additions to the agenda. Are there any late additions to the agenda? Going once. Okay. We're going to move on to resolution one. We have talked about resolution one, I think. The updated resolution one is attached on the meeting packet and inbox, which includes the striking and the replacing of the amendments, right? Please review. I'm going to respectfully ask that if you wish to speak, please raise your hand or placard and wait to be called upon, even in a dialogue setting. If someone needs to look you in the eyes and is addressing you, just please hold off, raise your placard. Okay, yes, John.
I just want to change or suggest to change line 46 to say therefore instead of finally.
Okay, does the author
the next one also fine.
Okay. Does the author take it as friendly to change line 46 to be it fine therefore resolved and line 54 be it therefore resolved?
Yes.
Okay. The new resolution will read on line 46 and 54, be it therefore resolved and not finally resolved.
Oh, I don't care if 54 is changed. That's the last one, right?
Oh, as long as it's just 54. Sorry, I thought I was 54. Okay, just 46. Be it therefore resolved. Are there any other topics, discussions, comments, questions on resolution one? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Oh, so moved.
Anybody? So moved?
Second.
Second? Dissent? No. Okay. Would we like to do a roll call vote?
Do we?
Should we? All right, let's do a roll call vote. So the way this is going to work, just because this is the first resolution of the semester, I want everyone to be on the same page. You are either going to vote aye or nay, or you are going to dissent or abstain from voting on resolution one. And you're going to call each representative by name for their vote.
David Bateman?
Aye.
Marcy Benda?
Aye.
Jonathan Butcher?
Aye.
Erica Crawley?
Aye.
Zora Duran?
Aye.
Eve is not going to be here today. Helen Daynor?
Aye.
Andy's not here. Andrea?
Aye.
Ocean?
Aye.
Ava LaGresso?
Abstain as I am the chair.
Nicholas Maggard?
Aye.
Almond is not here. Jerry Bell is not here. Stephanie is not here. Christian Torello?
Aye.
Wendy Treat?
Aye.
Adam is not here. So we have 11 yes, 11 to 0 to 1. Evolution is adapted.
Congratulations. Yay. 25. Okay.
Why don't you submit a final version?
Mm-hmm. Okay. First resolution passed of the semester. You. Okay. Moving on. Resolution 2, supporting universal access to dental hygiene products. How would you like to go about this?
You did not make any changes. You should table this. TikTok.
Table. Okay.
Motion to table.
Second. Great. Okay. We're moving. We're not going to look at resolution 2 as updates will be made in 2 weeks. Moving on to resolution 3, University Assembly commitment to diversity and inclusion. As I am the chair, I'm going to kindly ask and relinquish my role as chair. To Representative Farim, because I am a sponsor on this resolution.
And I graciously accept. Thank you for that. For the duration of our discussion, Resolution 3, I will be the chair, at which, upon closure of discussion, I'll be relinquishing that chairing privileges back to April Presser. With that, Resolution 3 has been brought up to the floor and has not been presented before, if I'm mistaken. So do we have any sponsors that would like to give a quick speech in regards to this resolution? Sponsors or others to speak on resolution 3?
So one great word, and that is, I think that the purpose of this resolution is, or one of the things that this resolution is to do is rearticulate some of the commitments that the president said and the email that was sent out. If there's anything in here that is in contradiction either to what the president emailed or what they articulated in this forum, but that it makes it sort of a broader university-wide commitment rather than sort of simply an email from the president to comments in a form from anything like that. So it's in that spirit, I think, at least that's how I see it. It's fully in line with what Cornell is doing, what Cornell's already publicly stated, and happy to answer any questions if I can. And as well.
Thank you. Any other sponsor speakers?
I can't find the hand raised, but I'm happy to speak about it a little bit. If okay to speak. Basically, yes, just speaking in in support for Cornell's already, like David just said, just support for it, showing that, University Assembly is supportive of diversity, just putting our names out there and just making sure that we do support it. If we're certainly open to any edits, if there's anything anyone would like to add, let us know. But yep.
Thank you. Any other
Sponsor speakers before moving to the question period? All right, if not, now entertaining any questions directed towards any of the sponsors. If you have a question regarding Resolution 3, please raise your placards and you will be called on to ask away. Yeah.
I guess I have two things. One is David's comment. I wonder if it would be helpful to insert a whereas that's sort of related to the last finally resolved, but to actually acknowledge that we are aligned with those specific statements that President Kotlikoff made, you know, so that like we're not only in solidarity, but the, you know, the generalizing and expanding, like these are part of the core values. Like that was something he made. I think that would be valuable to recognize. And my second comment is sort of tied into it, which is, does somebody within the university sphere define those terms? Because like people will say they're following those terms and they just have different definitions in their head. And I don't know where that's supposed to be, but it would be helpful if there's an anchor somewhere.
Two questions were recognized from there. Any answers?
Okay. In terms of first, whereas, I wouldn't see a problem with some statement of its alignment with
core value and the president.
Yeah, right. So thinking back, I don't see any problem with that.
As for the second question, is there someone who defines these terms?
It's going to depend, I think it would naturally depend upon sort of what it means in practice across different units. I think that legal counsel is required to make sure we are in line with existing lawful legal requirements. They're going to define it in a particular way to make a lot more sense versus in my government department, we have similar statements that sort of emphasize the importance of making sure all students are protected. So that I wouldn't think that there needs to be a definition, but I think that this kind of allows for different units, broadly speaking, to define it for themselves. But within sort of, you know, the broad understanding of these words do have some meaning, so it can't be just totally unanchored.
Yeah.
But I think it comes down to sort of unit-specific, office-specific, within a broader canvas.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, Sergio?
More of a response to the second question. We may be able to find verbiage for within the Department of Inclusion and Belongings section.
Hi, Marcy.
University. to see what the university stance on diversity, equity, and inclusion is. There may be some definition there.
Thank you for the comment. Yes.
I'm not opposed to it being, let's say, less defined. I was just curious if we were trying to state something defined because we didn't define it. So if this is how we want it, I'm fine. I just didn't know.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes.
If I'm allowed to sort of respond.
You may.
On the point, one reason why I think that it's valuable to include this, even if we don't necessarily define it, is because I do think that there has been a worry, although I don't think necessarily so much of action, of people that we need to sort of get out ahead of what this means. Mm-hmm. And I think that the president's email was nicely calibrated to try and say, people, look, actually, we obey the law, we've always obeyed the law, we're not in violation of any law. These are our principles, stick to them. And so it's in that vein more than
sure.
That's how I
said. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any other questions? Going once. Yes.
Would we like to keep the Oxford comma or not? In line 10, we have diversity, comma, equity, no comma, and inclusion. And then in line 21 and 23, we have it. And 26.
Depending on how the sponsors respond to that, a clerical error can be made, amended without needing to make an amendment motion. On passage, just make note of that. All right. If there are no other questions, we can now move on to the discussion period where anyone can basically speak either in favor or against of this legislation. And if there are no discussion questions, then I mean, if there are no discussion speeches, then I will be entertaining a motion to move to the previous question on its passage. Yes.
Just in the discussion, I think that the timeliness is relevant, especially for helping the definition, but also the whereas as the support of your affirming that connectivity to COPPA and the core values. So that's what I would like. But.
Yes.
I guess, how would I go about inserting a whereas clause if I was already a sponsor?
Well, it's been already presented to the table. So if there's a new whereas clause you'd like to add it, you would just move to make the amendment.
Okay.
And as per guidelines with office assemblies, you would have to say verbatim what that amendment is.
Then I'd like to make an amendment where we add a whereas clause that states, whereas diversity and inclusion are core institutional values of Cornell University.
Thank you. And where would you like to insert that whereas?
Great question.
As a third
one. The third one?
Or
above?
Or maybe, maybe actually could be the first one too.
Look at the other sponsors first.
The first sounds good to me.
Okay. So line 10 to 11 being, whereas diversity and inclusion are core institutional values of Cornell University.
All right. The motion has been made, and the subsequent whereases will then be pushed down along the lines as the amendment is not being to strike or substitute anchor. Is there a second for this amendment?
Quick question about it.
Yes.
Was that diversity, equity, inclusion?
Well, diversity and inclusion as per Cornell University. Equity is not, no change.
Oh, it's not.
Okay.
All right. So,
for the first one, diversity and inclusion.
Yes.
So, an additional whereas clause has been included as the new first whereas within this resolution. Is there a second for this amendment? Seconded. Is there any dissent? Assuming you guys consent, that passes. Thank you. We will then ask any other discussion points. Any other, do you have any clerical errors you wish to point out?
Please.
All right, Representative Tarala recognizes that the upper margin of this resolution says employee assembly instead of university assembly.
No.
The sponsors are aware of this and will make this clerical error amended. Do we have any other discussion points? That will be edited after the passage, if there is passage. In which case, if you'd like to pass this, please make a motion.
A motion.
You motion to
pass this resolution.
All right. So Representative Vincent moves to your previous question. Second by Representative Sharala. Is there any dissent? Seeing none. All right. In the spirit of my predecessor, we shall go ahead and go for roll call votes. Jessica, if you could be kind to help with that.
David Bateman?
Yeah, aye.
Sorry. Mercy Benda?
Aye.
Jonathan Butcher?
Aye.
Erica Crowley?
Aye.
Zoran Duran?
Aye.
Eve is not here. Deborah is not here. Ellen Gaynor?
Aye.
Andy's not here. Andrea Hamlin Ma?
Aye.
Ocean Permitting?
Abstaining as I am the chair for this thing.
Nicola Grassman? Abstaining. Nicholas Maggard?
Aye.
Solomon is not here. Jerome is not here. Stephanie is not here. Christian Tavala?
Aye.
Wendy Tree?
Aye.
Adam Vinson?
Aye.
So by a vote of 11-0-2, this resolution has been adopted. Amended.
Thank you so much. The official final edits will be sent over to Office of Assemblies. And with that, I shall relinquish my chair to my new successor.
Welcome.
Where do we send the final version?
You sent it to Jessica.
Just by email.
Just words.
Send as a Word doc.
Word doc.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Congratulations, sponsors of Resolution 3. We will now move on to Resolution 4, which again is attached on the back of your meeting packet and is on Vox. Resolution 4 is titled Authority and Role of University Assembly in the Implementation and Review of Expressive Exegesis Laws. This resolution has not been presented yet, so I'm going to ask the sponsor if he would like to present it. Would you like to brief?
You wrote it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I speak now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so this is something we've discussed in the meetings a bunch of times, and we basically deputized the Campus Codes Committee to take this on in terms of sort of expressing our policy on that we want to have representative jurisdiction on whatever deliberative bodies are going to be created to review or implement or assess this expressive activity policy. And so the basics of the resolution is each of those points, but we're also advocating for a annual review process, whether they do it or not, where data must be collected, transmitted to this body, who then will review that data and at its purview to be able to question the cognizant individuals who are engaged, to be able to learn about the implementation, et cetera, and to be involved also with whatever changes in policies would come up as a result of that. So we're trying to establish the continuum of that program and our responsibility inside that.
Okay, we will enter a brief discussion period now on the resolution. If you wish to speak, please raise your flag. David.
So one, one's a question. Is it all right to pose a question?
Would you like to pose a question?
Okay.
Yes.
I think this is great. One quick question that came up from the exchange with David online that I just want clarity on. My read of this was that we're not like adjudicating cases in the sense that we are not saying that we should be the people charged with adjudicating cases that come up under this, but rather that we are have representative jurisdiction in the review of the policy and then annual sort of reports about the cases as they have been adjudicated into the Office of Student Affairs. Is that the correct reading?
Yeah, I was also saying that we have representative jurisdiction in the committees to implement. So that's on the front end too, but I didn't want to be part of all of the adjudicating because I didn't think we'd legally be allowed to anyway. So I want to be on those ends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wendy.
I think you said Wendy. I want to make sure. Just a point of clarification, should we be successful in passing this resolution, it would involve changing the university assembly bylaws, correct? Because right now, Article 4, Charges of Standing Committees, Section 4.1, Campus Codes Committee, it has nothing listed in there about reviewing any proposed motion related to the expressive activity policy. The bullet points are Student Code of Conduct, solicitations of applications for the University Hearing and Review Boards, and issues involving academic freedom and freedom of speech. So are we saying that the expressive activities policy falls under that third bullet, the issues involving academic freedom, or should we be adding a fourth bullet? Again, should we be successful in passing this resolution, add a fourth bullet that explicitly says the University Assembly is involved in any sort of committees or reviews of anything?
Hello. Do you wish to comment?
I was going to say, I thought it was inside our existing purview of the freedom of speech and academic freedom, but I don't know how long, how stretchy, whatever we need to be. Yeah.
Just for clarification, if there are amendments being made to the bylaws that would need to be brought up separate from the resolution, and also you cannot vote to change bylaws on the same day that you present the changes to the bylaws. So that would have to be a two-meeting situation. Ellen.
Right. No, I understand that. I was just wanting, I just for my own, for that's why I said clarification, are what we're talking about, does it fall under that third bullet point in the bylaws? And it's just been
exactly.
Answered. So exactly. We're all set. Thank you.
Ellen.
Thanks. I just also have a question, a point of clarification. Is the idea that this will come into effect after whatever is finalized in that current process, or is the idea that if this is approved, that then there would be folks from the Campus Codes Committee who would be involved in the current refinement, if any, of the Campus Expressive Codes policy? So I'm a little confused about the sort of the timing of when this would kick in. Thank you.
So my understanding is that the policy has already been approved, and that's the horse has left the barn. So I'm looking for us to, while the timing is right, to get into the implementation phase, because that is what's going on now. And then to implement and advocate for, if they haven't thought about it, to make sure this review, system is set up and structured so that outside people get some information and can review it.
Thank you.
Okay. Seeing that a important part of the justification of this resolution has been brought up, but is not written in the resolution, I move to amend the last whereas clause, such that it states the University Assembly has served to integrate these forces for improving campus life and safety, in particular Campus Codes Committee, as per the bylaws of the University Assembly, Article 4, Section 4.1. Which states issues involving academic freedom and freedom of speech for all members of the Cornell University community, including faculty, students, and staff on the Ithaca campus and those located outside the United States. And essentially, move over that, as I think it's important to specify like where the justification of that is. And if that's not explicitly stated in the whereas, then it will lead to questions such as the one that we had.
What section is that again?
I think it's the here. Be it therefore resolved 24.
Section 4.1.
Article 4, section 4.1, 4.3, and inserting that text after the, like within the last whereas clause.
The entire text.
The entire text of that.
Okay. Okay.
I don't have a disagreement about clarifying where our authority comes from. So that sounds clear. I just don't remember what you just said. So as long as we can kind of go with what that was, I just don't have it.
Yeah, I was just reading word for word from it.
Yeah.
And for the minutes, just needed to put that on there as far as helpfulness.
For those in the room and for the minutes, the whereas clause will continue on line 23 to at the end. Say as per the bylaws of the University Assembly, and then it's going to insert Article 4 of our bylaws, Section 4.1, line 3. Bullet point 3. If you would like to look that up in the bylaws, please do.
Yeah, I was going to say that I was going to suggest a whereas that did something similar. The things that I would stress on, freedom of expression, freedom of speech, that would be part of it. The other would be, I mean, this clearly implicates the student code of conduct. And so I'm glad that we're just putting in the bylaws and say, all of our jurisdiction, or much of our jurisdiction, most of the things listed there are part of the student code. So I was having this effort.
My motion is saying it's a second.
Oh. Any second to?
Second.
Okay. Any dissent? No. Okay. Yes, Robert.
You're muted, Robert.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really think the resolution is excellent. The only thing I wanted to point out is that much of the discussion before the policy was adopted focused on the sort of graduated interim suspension sort of sub-policy that never made it inside that policy, but seems to be very critical for the public facing of how this policy is being implemented. And I thought that it would be very important to make clear that the University Assembly is delegating to the CCC future study and exploration of how interim suspensions will operate under the expressive activity policy, because that seems to be unlike most Cornell policies, the student code of conduct and so on, where everything really goes to hearing or ADR. Most of the enforcement controversy for interim expressive policy seems to be the interim suspensions pending the hearings, and that's where most of the controversy was. So I thought you might want to take that up in this resolution, specifically make it a subject matter of CCC study. Thank you.
Possibility, which I don't think, so I guess I see two possibilities. One that would encourage the University Assembly on a separate occasion to take up exactly that separate from this. I see that as one route. Another route would be to say, as an additional resolve, we call on the university to have a deliberative policymaking process about the addendum to the draft report. The draft board had an addendum basically that was like, while it's not part of our purview to consider temporary suspensions, we strongly encourage the university to do so. And we could have a resolution that says, we believe the university really needs to do this.
I guess thinking about the same generalities as the previous one, I felt like that would be part of the implementation, whatever. I just didn't want to get caught up in somebody then deciding this is not our allowance. So I feel like we can capture that and claim for it.
Yes, sir. Sorry. So I just a point of clarification. For the campus codes committee, is it the purview of that committee to be involved in the implementation process of just policies regarding campus codes? Or is that something we're looking to open up for this committee with this resolution? I'm just confused.
Yeah. Well, I thought how I understand implementation is not sort of like the practical administrative aspect of implementation, but that this is saying that the expressive activity policy falls within the existing bylaw areas. Freedom of expression, student code of conduct. And so we should be having a role in evaluating policies and evaluating how those policies are implemented. Not that we will design necessarily all the implementation, but that we have an active role in reviewing those policies as they are implemented, as they are designed, and so on. That's how I interpret it.
Yeah, if I could clarify or go along with that, I mean, we're looking to have representation on that space. Whatever those implementation review, you know, we wanted the review part in because I'm not sure that was something that they were going to do, but we should make that happen. Mm-hmm. But the implementation is definitely going to happen. And it'd be silly for this body not to be in it, like involved. No one said we are doing it, but we want representation. So the idea is if you set up a system that has consent, you know, among us as well, then it can just run and we won't have to be involved in every single case and whatever. But then as a consequence of this, we're going to get data and we can inquire about that data with the cognizant people and make our own reporting of that and continue to be involved if the policy is going to change. You know, part of the previous policy, it's already there. So now if it's going to change, we're at a seat.
I move to a previous question on this resolution. I think we've discussed on this a good amount, and a good amount of us are very confident in the promise that this resolution has.
Okay. Okay, let's do I have a dissent? Does it... No? Okay. Let's do another roll call vote.
In the chat, there's a...
Oh, it's from earlier.
Okay. Just
thanks.
Notice it.
Okay, so this is resolution 4. Before we vote, I just want to make sure everyone is aware of the update on line 23, which is continuing the whereas clause. Everyone's aware? If you're not aware, I can reiterate
what it was. It'll be a third letter.
Okay, let's move to vote.
David Bateman?
Yes, aye.
Marcy Benda?
Aye.
Nicholas is not here. Jonathan Butcher?
Aye.
Erica Crawley?
Let's see.
Zoran Graham?
Aye.
Eve is not here. Deborah is not here. Alan Gaynor?
Aye.
Andy's not here. Andrea Hanlon-Mock?
Aye.
Ocean Karim?
Aye.
Ava LaGressa?
Abstain.
Nicholas Maggart?
Aye.
Solomon is not here. Sriram is not here. Stephanie is not here. Christian Farella?
Aye.
Wendy Free?
Aye.
Adam Vincent?
Aye.
So with a vote of 11-0-2, amended resolution 4 is adopted.
Congratulations. Okay, we're going to move on to committee reports, starting with executive committee.
So we met by emails and we finalized this resolution and the agenda. We'll be having at our, I believe, May 6th meeting, we're going to have transportation asked to join our last meeting, and they have some updates that they'd like to share with us and get our feedback on. But that's it for us.
Thank you. Campus Code Committee.
We just passed what we've been working, so
we are productive.
Very nice. Campus Will, there. He is not in the room. Campus Committee for Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment. Is Adam, do you have any updates?
From the peak, or sorry, no,
site.
No updates for now. Going to be calling a meeting soon, though, to discuss the resolution we met about earlier.
Okay. That resolution being the sidewalk?
Yes.
Okay. Question, comments, concerns, anyone? Great. Okay, moving on, assembly reports, student assembly.
No new business is relevant to me today.
Okay. GPSA.
Body is currently fearful of the sweet potatoes and eggplants that may be in this, but in terms of GPSA, we have not met as past break because we were on break, but we have our executive council meeting this Wednesday. And we are currently still going through our elections process. We currently have 26 candidates running for, sorry, 27 candidates that were running. One unfortunately had to drop due to other commitments and the other has yet to make a petition, but the other 25 have made petitions and petitioning period is underway. Petition period ends this Friday at 11:59. I've hoped for some of them. So we'll see how that goes. And yeah, after that, we're going to be validating and reviewing the potential phishing in future GPC elections, and I'll be presenting that in our April 14th meeting. Also presenting our April 14th meeting is President Kolakoff, so that should be really exciting for our graduate students. And yeah, any questions, comments, and or concerns? If not, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and I should get back to my food.
Thank you, Ocean. Employee assembly.
Last meeting we had a presentation from Michael Hoffman, who's a professor emeritus and co-chair of the climate change curriculum working group, about like how employees can take part in sustainable efforts, learning more about climate change, impacts of climate change. We also discussed EA Revolution 2. Well, not discussed, we brought it up for discussion to allow folks to review in their committees so that we can bring it forward to discussion in our May meeting, because April 16th, President Kolakoff will be at our meeting, and we're also holding our organizational meeting that day. So we'll have a new executive board, hopefully April 16th. We discussed the final expressive activity policy email because it came out between our meetings. And that'll be it.
Questions, comments? Wendy?
I just want to add to Erica's information. We also, our elections are done. All of our races were unopposed, and we have, I'm not sure off the top of my head how many new EA members, but as she stated, we'll have our organizational meeting on April 16th. And so our new members will be joining that meeting as well. And they'll start their term when the 25-26 session starts on June 1st.
Thank you. Okay. Is there a faculty senate representative? No. Okay. That's okay. Okay, let's move on to liaison reports. If your committee hasn't met, isn't going to meet, or you're unable to make the meetings, just say no updates. Campus planning committee.
I can give an update. We did meet on March 26th. It was a pretty full agenda, looking at a variety of campus project updates, including a lot of the new construction with the Thurston Tang addition to Thurston, Kimball Thurston Bard. opening of partial opening of Bulch Hall, Atkinson Hall, and CIS Bowers that's opening in May of certain portions of it, May of 26. We also went into some other discussion of municipal approvals and MOU projects, as well as Forest Home pedestrian zone improvements, as well as discussion of proposed arts from the Cornell Outdoor Art Committee, presenting a number of things to that. I don't know if there are any other questions. We have one more meeting for this semester in April, and that's it for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Okay. Coalition for Sexual Violence Prevention.
No update.
Right. Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee.
No updates.
Okay. Carbon Neutral Campus Steering Committee?
No updates.
Okay. Education and Engagement Steering Committee?
No updates.
Okay. Campus Operations Steering Committee?
No updates.
Okay. All right. Moving into open discussion, does anyone have a topic for open discussion? Okay, I do. So, received an email today from Jessica. There's an opportunity for the assemblies. There's a presidential task force on institutional voice that's being created. I'm sure many of you have heard about it. The task force is hosting listening sessions for students, staff, and faculty. And I have details on when those are going to be. The listening sessions are organized by audience of staff, students, faculty. They are on Zoom only. The Dean of Faculty's office is contacting for the faculty listening sessions. So the student listening sessions are Tuesday, April 15th from 4 to 5:15 p.m. and Monday, April 21st from 4 to 5:15 p.m. The employee/staff listening sessions are Wednesday, April 23rd from 12 to 1:15 p.m. And there is one that may be scheduled for a different time, but right now is tentatively Wednesday, April 30th from 12 to 1:15 p.m. Those are the updates. Does anyone have any questions? I can also send the email out to Jessica.
Can I just add? There'll be messages coming out from the task force, so you'll get all the details there. But yes, I encourage you all to participate and attend and encourage your constituents with that.
Okay. Questions, comments? Other topics for open discussion? Going once? Going twice? Motion?
Motion moves to adjourn this session.
Second.
Second? Do I have to send? Oh, second. Okay, meeting adjourned at 5:38 p.m. on Tuesday, April 8th.
So, what do we have?